I was left back when I was 12 because I had a baby from my father. That was in 1983. I was out of school for a year. This gonna be my second baby. My daughter got Down syndrome. She's retarded. I had got left back in the second grade, too, when I was 7, because I couldn't read, and I still peed on myself. I should be in the 11th grade, getting ready to go into the 12th grade so I can go on and graduate, but I'm not. I'm in the 9th grade. I got suspended from school because I'm pregnant, which I don't think is fair. I ain't did nothing. My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I don't know why I'm telling you that. Guess because I don't know how far I'm going to go with this story, or whether it's even a story, or why I'm talking, whether I'm going to start from the beginning, or right from here, or 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now? Sure, you can do anything when you're talking or writing. It's not like living when you can only do what you're doing. Some people tell a story and it don't make no sense or be true. But I'm gonna try to make sense and tell the truth. Else, what's the fucking use? Ain't enough lies and shit out there already? So, okay, it's Thursday, September 24, 1987, and I'm walking down the hall. I look good, smell good, fresh, clean. It's hot, but I do not take off my leather jacket, even though it's hot. It might get stolen or lost. Indian summer, Mr. Witcher say. I don't know why he call it that. What he mean is, it's hot. 90 degrees, like summer days. And there is none air conditioning in this motherfucking building. The building I'm talking about is, of course, IS-146 on 134th Street between Lenox Avenue and Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard. I am walking down the hall from homeroom to first period math. Why they put some shit like math first period, I do not know. Maybe to go in and get it over with. I actually don't mind math as much as I had thought I would. I just fall in Mr. Witcher's class, sit down. We don't have assigned seats in Mr. Witcher's class. We can sit anywhere we want. I sit in the same seat every day. In the back, last row, next to the door. Even though I know that back door be locked, I don't say nothing to him. He don't say nothing to me. Now. First day, he say, "Class, turn the book pages to page 122, please." I don't move. He say, "Miss Jones, I said turn the book pages to page 122. I say, "Motherfucker, I ain't deaf." The whole class laugh. He turned red. He slammed his hand down on the book and say, "Try to have some discipline." He a skinny little white man about 5 feet 4 inches, a peck of wood, as my mother would say. I look at him and say, "I can slam too. You want to slam?" And I pick up my book and slam it down on the desk hard. The class laughs some more. He say, "Miss Jones, I would appreciate it if you would leave the room right now." I say, "I ain't going nowhere, motherfucker, till the bell rang. I came here to learn math, and you gonna teach me?" He looked like a bitch just got a train pulled on her. He don't know what to do. He tried to recoup, be cool, say, "Well, if you want to learn, calm down." "I'm calm," I tell him. He say, "If you want to learn, shut up and open your book." His face is red. He is shaking. I back off. I have won, I guess. I didn't want to hurt him or embarrass him like that, you know. But I couldn't let him, anybody, know page 122 looked like page 152, 22, 3, 6, 5. All the pages look alike to me. And I really do want to learn. Every day I tell myself something gonna happen. Some shit like on TV. I'm gonna break through, or somebody gonna break through to me. I'm gonna learn, catch up, be normal, change my seat to the front of the class. But again, It has not been that day. But that's the first day I'm telling you about. Today is not the first day, and like I said, I was on my way to math class when Mrs. Lichtenstein snatched me out the hall to her office. I'm really mad because actually I like math, even though I don't do nothing, don't open my book even. I just sit there for 50 minutes. I don't cause trouble. In fact, some of the other natives get restless. I break on them. I say, shut up, motherfuckers. I'm trying to learn something. First, they laugh like trying to pull me into fucking with Mr. Witcher and disrupting the class. Then I get up and say, shut up, motherfuckers. I'm trying to learn something. The coons clown and look confused. Mr. Witcher look confused. But I'm big, 5'9", 10". I weigh over 200 pounds. Kids are scared of me. Kung fu, I tell one kid then jumped up. Sit down. Stop acting silly. Mr. Witcher look at me confused but grateful. I'm like the police for Mr. Witcher. I keep law and order. I like him. I pretend he is my husband, and we live together in Westchester, wherever that is. I can see by his eyes Mr. Witcher liked me, too. I wish I could tell him about all the pages being the same, but I can't. I'm getting pretty good grades. I usually do. I just want to go and get the fuck out of IS-146 and go to high school and get my diploma. Anyway, I'm in Mrs. Lichtenstein's office. She's looking at me, I'm looking at her. I don't say nothing. Finally, she say, so, Clarice, I see we're expecting a little visitor. But it's not like a question, she's telling me. I still don't say nothing. She's staring at me from behind her big wooden desk. She got her white bitch hands folded together on top her desk. Clarice? Everybody call me Precious. I got three names, Clarice, Precious, Jones. Only motherfuckers I hate call me Clarice.